Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a future Jungle Ride Groove Carve course using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12. In this session, we're going to turn a simple loop into something with movement, grit, and that rolling drum and bass energy that feels alive. The big idea here is not to overcomplicate the MIDI. Instead, we'll build a strong groove, carve space for the ride cymbal inside the bass line, print the whole thing to audio, and then reshape it into something new. That resampling step is where a lot of the magic happens. It lets you treat your groove like a performance instead of just a programmed loop. And once you start doing that in Jungle and DNB, the music really starts to breathe. Let's get set up. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. A really solid starting point is 172 BPM. Then create four tracks: drums, ride, bass and resample or audio print. Turn on the metronome and set your loop length to 8 bars. We're using 8 bars because it gives us enough space to develop a groove without losing focus. In this style, tight timing matters, and a loop this length is long enough to evolve, but short enough to keep you making decisions. Now let's build the drum foundation. On the drums track, start with a simple DNB pattern. You can use drum rack, impulse, or even just drag in a few drum samples. Keep it classic. Kick on beat 1 with a few syncopated hits, snare on 2 and 4, some ghost snares around those main hits, and closed hats to keep the pulse moving. Nothing fancy yet. We just want a solid frame for the rest of the groove. If you're using a drum group, add drum bus after it. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5-15%. Start with boom low or off, keep crunch subtle, and push transient a little if you want extra snap. This is just enough glue and energy to make the loop feel like it has weight. Now we move to the ride. Create a new MIDI clip on the ride track, and think of the ride as the top layer engine of the groove. In future Jungle, the ride often pushes the energy forward without stealing attention from the snare. So we want it repetitive, but not robotic. A good starting pattern is to place ride hits on the off beats, with a few 16th note pickups leading into snare accents. So you might have a consistent pulse across the bar, then add little extra hits, before important drum moments. That's what gives the ride that tense, driving feel. Here's the important part: humanize it. Vary the velocity, move a couple of notes slightly early or late, and leave a few gaps. If everything is the same velocity and perfectly on grid, the groove gets stiff fast. Jungle and DNB live on tiny imperfections. For processing, keep it simple. Put EQ8 on the ride and high pass it around 200 to 300 HC so it stays out of the way of the low end. If it gets harsh, make a small dip somewhere around 4 to 6 KHZ. Then add a touch of saturator, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, with soft clip on. You can add a little echo or a reverb if you want atmosphere, but keep it subtle. The ride should cut through, not hurt. Now let's carve the bass around that ride. On the bass track, write a bass line that rolls, but doesn't crowd every moment. This is where the carve happens. If the bass is constantly filling every gap, the ride won't have anywhere to breathe. So think in call and response. Let the bass answer the drums instead of fighting them. Try a bass pattern that supports the kick and leaves space during the busiest ride moments. Short gaps can do a lot here. Even a small 1 to 3 dB dip in volume during the most active ride phrases can make the whole groove feel clearer. For the sound, use something like Wavetable or Operator. If you want a clean low end, Operator is great. If you want a more modern, harmonically rich tone, Wavetable works well too. Follow that with EQ8 to clean up mud around 200 to 400 HC if needed, then saturator for a little harmonics, and a compressor or glue compressor just for light control. If you need the sub to stay centered, use utility and keep the low end mono. One thing to watch here: don't overcompress the bass. DNB needs movement. Too much compression can flatten the bounce and make the groove feel smaller than it really is. If the kick and bass need more room, add sidechain compression on the bass track and use the kick as the input. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good start, with a fastish attack and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Keep it musical. We want punch, not a vacuum effect. If the ride still feels crowded, you can also carve space with automation. Lower the ride volume a touch in denser sections, or automate EQ or filter movement so the top end evolves over the loop. Small changes go a long way. Now comes the fun part: resampling. Create a new audio track and set audio from to resampling. Arm the track, hit record, and let your full loop play for 8 bars. This prints the groove into audio, and this is where the workflow becomes powerful, because now you can treat that audio like raw material. Once it's recorded, Listen for the best moments. You're looking for ride hits that really cut, bass movement that feels strong, little ghost note details, and any tiny transitions that give the loop life. A very beginner-friendly move is to right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients or by 1/8 notes if the rhythm is really regular. This turns the resampled loop into something you can play like an instrument. Now you can rearrange the chopped pieces, create fills, repeat a tiny groove fragment, or build a new phrase that sounds performed rather than programmed. That's a classic jungle mindset. Record, cut, reorder, mutate. Next, process the resampled audio for character. Try EQ8 first to clean up the low end if needed, then add a little saturator for thickness. If you want more grit, Redux can add a damaged digital edge. Auto filter is great here too, because you can automate the cutoff and make the resample feel like it's opening and closing over time. A bit of reverb or echo can help place it in space, but don't wash it out too much. A useful pro move is to duplicate the resampled track. Keep one version dry and punchy, and make the other version more processed and gritty. Blend them together. That gives you a solid core plus a character layer. If you want to go even further, make a parallel grit return, saturator, redux, and a short delay on a send track, blended in quietly. That can add texture without wrecking the main groove. Now let's arrange the section. A simple 8-bar arrangement might go like this. The first two bars are drums and a filtered ride. Bars 3 and 4 bring in the bass. Bars 5 and 6 open up the full pattern. Bars 7 and 8 bring in the resampled chops and a fill that leads into the next section. To keep the arrangement moving, automate a few things. Open the ride filter over time. Increase saturation on the bass a little as the section builds. Bring in chopped resample hits near the end of every 4 bars. Add snare fill, reverse cymbal, or a 1-bar bass mute before the next drop. That kind of energy step is what keeps DNB feeling alive. You don't need a ton of extra parts. You just need smart changes at the right time. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. First, don't make the ride too loud. If it dominates the mix, the top end gets harsh fast. Keep it present, but let the snare and bass stay important. Second, don't fill every gap with bass. The groove needs air. If the bass answers every ride hit, the rhythm loses clarity. Third, don't forget to high pass the ride. There can be low junk or resonance hiding in there, and EQ8 can clean that up quickly. Fourth, don't overcompress the bass. Again, DNB wants movement. Fifth, don't resample too early. If the groove doesn't feel good before printing, resampling won't magically fix it. Get the rhythm working first. And finally, watch your velocity. That one matters a lot in jungle. Flat velocities can make everything feel stiff and mechanical. A few extra pro tips can take this further. Try layering a bright ride with a darker metallic layer. Keep one short and sharp, and let the other sit a little more washed out. Blend them quietly so the ride feels bigger without getting messy. If your bass disappears on smaller speakers, add saturation before EQ to help the harmonics translate better. If the resampled audio feels blurry, use some transient shaping or shorten the sample a bit. And if you want a darker, deeper vibe, keep the sub simple and let the motion happen above it. That's one of the big secrets of heavy DNB. Clean sub, active mids, expressive tops. Here's a great practice exercise you can do right away. Build a 4-bar future jungle ride carve loop at 172 BPM. Start with a basic drum loop. Program a ride pattern with offbeats and a few 16th note pickups. Write a bass line that leaves gaps under the busiest ride moments. Resample the full loop to audio. Slice the resample into a new MIDI track. Rearrange the slices into a new 4-bar variation. Then add one automation move, like an opening filter, a bass volume dip, or a little echo throw on a chop. Listen closely. Does the ride cut through? Does the bass support instead of fight? Does the resample create a new groove feel? If you want to push yourself further, repeat the exercise with a darker bass tone, a more broken ride pattern, and a more aggressive resample effect chain. So let's wrap it up. You've now learned the core idea behind building a future jungle ride groove carve course in Ableton Live 12 using resampling workflows. Start with a strong DNB drum loop. Program a ride that supports the groove. Carve space in the bass line. Resample the loop to audio. Chop and process the resample into something new. Then arrange it with automation so the section evolves instead of just repeating. The big takeaway is this. Resampling makes your loops feel alive. Once you start printing your groove and reshaping it, your beat stops sounding like sketches and starts sounding like records. Nice work. And if you want, the next step could be the companion lesson on fills, filter drop transitions, and resample chops in Ableton Live 12.